coming next to the stage. This gentleman is one of the videographers and producers of Muscular Clown, an incredibly thoughtful and talented gentleman, and I think he's going to talk about one of my favorite pastimes. Please welcome Mr. Drew Creel.
Hey, hey. So, my life has become a living spell in a very fortunate and nerdy way. About 4 years ago, I was able to join an amazing group of friends and rivals in the cunning, strategic, and drug-like game of Magic the Gathering. Yeah! I'm going to be bold here and say that my arrival to Chicago about 5 years ago was a pivotal trigger in the chain reactions of friendships that collided in card game combat. I had foolishly decided to not bring my cards to my card game collection initially to Chicago for some silly reason, and I had forgotten that Andrew Bentley was a former addict who still had his card collection, and it only took one game to get me back on that steep hill. I immediately called my mom and had her ship my cards to Chicago from Florida. It only took a few games before I found out that Eric and Dwight also played Magic. If you're an avid listener of the show, you can only imagine how a couple games might time spiral into player new chaos. No one could have had future sight for the conflux of card game addicts that were laying dormant in Chicago. I believe it was Eric who made the Facebook post that was heard across the multiverse. It was like the Horn of Gondor. Soon we had like 12 people dying to scratch that old itch. We had a couple game nights together, and it wasn't long before it became apparent we had like enough people for a good old Magic draft. And it only took a few drafts before, I think it was Chris Geiger, who came up with at least the initial premise for what is now the infamous Mega Draft. Now, if you don't play Magic, you may have noticed that I haven't bothered explaining how the game is played. Don't worry, I'm not going to. It'd be boring as fuck. But I do want to mention that the major difference between a normal draft and a Mega Draft is that a Mega Draft is played more like fantasy football, I'd say, where cards are picked by wizards one at a time, then played in a multi-month long tournament where people are allowed to trade between each other and things in a big playoff, you know, and it's a fucking hell of a time. But, so this has been going on for like 4 years now, and we're on the sixth season of the Mega Draft. The Facebook group is up to like 40 or 50 people, I think. Not everybody drafts. The drafts are only like from 12 to like 20 people, maybe, is the max we've had it. But it's been the best, you know, phenomena in friendship making for me. Just opened up a huge, you know, circle of people that I would have never met having just moved to Chicago. And, you know, I mean, I think, you know, it probably would have taken longer to meet a lot of you guys. I think inevitably being in the comedy circle would have happened, but it's been awesome. So, thank you.
Thank you, Drew Creel, one of the progenitors of the Magic League. You guys can disregard what he said about the super secret private Facebook group. It's not real. We definitely don't put shit in there all the fucking time. Like, anytime there's a new spoiler for a card, then we have a 20 comment thread debating its merit. Is Nate Bechtel here? No?
No, but
I'm not gonna say anything mean about Nathan. He has to be here if not funny. Next World Best Magic the Gathering player. Yeah.